So just to sum up here, I find the whole idea that there are these occult, unjust structures out there in society that somehow bring about systematic or structural or institutional racism to be itself a very problematic idea. Causes me to be skeptical of whether there really is any such thing that corresponds to these supposed concepts. And once again, that this supposed insight that there is structural racism and these are the different ways in which it manifests itself is supposed to be the key insight of critical race theory. Well, if that's the key insight, then it seems to me that there are not very many insights to be had. These then are my objections to Resolution 9 and to the more specifically to the claims that are embedded in Resolution 9, namely that it's possible to separate the worldview from the tools, and then also that the tools do have some real utility. Now, there are some who, in response to arguments such as I've made here, have objected that it's in fact scriptural and indeed consistent with church history for Christians to look at the works of secular philosophers and other thinkers with a view to mining them for whatever might be true and valuable. One example that's given is of the Apostle Paul in his address on Mars Hill in Athens. Another instance, this one in church history that's often cited, is Augustine's answer to Tertullian. Tertullian said, "What does Athens have to do with Jerusalem?" Well, Augustine's answer was, "We ought to go ahead and mine the treasures of the Egyptians for all the silver and gold that we can get out of them," speaking metaphorically, of course, of the Egyptian treasure as being, again, the works of secular thinkers. And then there's this phrase that's become very popular among those who are involved in this discussion of a critical race theory now, which is all truth is God's truth. Well, I certainly don't deny any of what I've just related by way of trying to summarize the objection, but I think the objection is misplaced. And to start with the Apostle Paul, when the Apostle Paul turned to these pagan philosophers, what he drew from them could in fact be said to be true, at least in this limited sense that they were referring to Jesus. The important thing to recognize is there was some truth in the works of these philosophers. But as I've tried to explain, in critical race theory, I just don't see any truth there, at least no truth in terms of insights that could not be gotten from other sources. So what I'd say with respect to critical race theory is, though yes, all truth is God's truth, well, critical race theory is not true. And with respect to plundering the Egyptians, there's really nothing here worth plundering. To the extent that critical race theory could be considered gold at all, it would have to be called fool's gold.